Let's talk some motoring on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show with our man on the road, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how you doing?
Very well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you.
Mates, the car sales figures, everyone here around the Hunter Valley would be as shocked as I am to hear that MG is doing very well. That's an old brand.
It's an old brand name, I think, is the critical issue there. It's now made by the Chinese SAIC company, which used to be the Shanghai Automotive Industries Corporation. So it's one that they've taken up the name, a little bit like, the Japanese used to do, where they would take up and give names, not necessarily the company names, but things like the Cedric and the Silvia.
Oh, yes.
They were evoking the UK. Well, in this case, they've taken the actual brand name to it. You get it as well. The LDV, I think, is Leyland DAF or something or other, was the derivative of it, but now, of course, bought by the Chinese. So, you know, it's a clever move, and they're starting to build, and they're improving their quality significantly. And now, they, in the month of February, in fact, year-to-date, the first 2 months, they are in the top 10 in Australia.
Wow.
I think that's a staggering performance. They're about just a little bit below Volkswagen, which is ninth, but they're ahead of things like Honda and Suzuki that we talked about in the previous week. So, you know, their numbers are clearly good, clearly based on a very good, a very competitive entry price.
Well, while MG is going up, Nissan seems to be going the opposite direction. What's that all about?
Well, it's interesting that it's down 24% last year, and then last year was a difficult year, but the market was down on average 14%. So Nissan, in that case, was doing worse than the market. But the interesting thing there is that two of their models did very well, but they've released new versions of those models. And I think that shows that even in COVID and that, maybe even more because of COVID, people are being more conscious of what they're buying and they want the latest vehicles, which have the latest safety and other technology. You take Nissan, sublime to the ridiculous is the two models, the big Nissan Patrol,
yep.
That's nearly doubled the figures. In once it got released in November, the December figures were nearly double what they were a year ago. So that's booming. The other one, though, at the other end of their SUVs is the quirky, I think almost cartoonish-looking car with the Duke. Now, they brought out a new model, which is a little less cartoonish, but still distinctive. And that's really just skyrocketing its sales so far this year. I think it's up 2.5 times.
The Nissan Duke, I'm just looking at a picture. You're absolutely right. It does have an odd look to it. But the Nissan Patrol, it doesn't surprise me at all. Patrol owners are extraordinarily loyal.
And it's fantastic off-road, but it really has become quite a large, almost tourer. It comes with a petrol V8 now, and we took one through the countryside out around Lithgow one time. And, you know, and it's got an awful lot of comfort features. This is less of the rugged, tough, you know, hopping it with dirty boots and much more the, well, let's enjoy it. But it is, as I say, still very capable off-road.
Just before I let you go, it seems there's been some growth in the small SUV market, though.
It's up 76%. This is the very tiny SUVs. And part of the reason for that is that a lot of companies are now getting into that market. The Yaris Cross from Toyota, Volkswagen's T-Cross, Ford's Puma, and Kia Stonic, terrible name, is just come onto the market. They're relatively new onto the market. And it just shows that entry-level SUV is a very, very major part of it. I mentioned, I think, a week or so ago that the Suzuki Jimny is in there too. A bit quirky, as is the Nissan Juke, but it's just an example that market is going strong with a variety of vehicles.
David Brown, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date on the motoring world. We will speak again next week.
My pleasure. Thank you.